Today is the 16th of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So it's a busy weekend ahead for me. Once again, my bags are packed and I'm traveling out into the Midlands. So I'm going to miss my family this weekend, but it's going to be an amazing time in God's presence. And I'm looking forward to leading Birmingham in worship. I am so looking forward to the next 2 days. In fact, to the next 3 days, it's going to be an awesome time in God's presence. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we beautifully left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, and it reads this: Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so, Heavenly Father and Almighty God, we are thrilled at the very thought of being your child. Abba Father, please hear our prayer of concern for several people who are on our hearts today. Loving God, thank you so much for the blessings you pour into our lives each day. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. And so this week we have been looking at God's faithfulness. And we've been looking and touching and worshipping him because of his faithfulness. And we're going to round up this week by just telling him he's a great God. He walked upon the sea and he raised the dead. We serve an almighty God. We serve a magnificent God. Father, we just welcome you into our midst right now. We welcome you into our presence. Father God, we ask you to have your way. Take your seat. Take your seat in our lives. Take your seat in our homes. Take your seat, oh God. Yes, Lord. You are great. Oh, you are great. You are great. Yes, you are great. Oh, everything written about you is great. He is a great God. If this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, I welcome you and I thank you for joining us today. It is never too late to worship your God. So wherever you are right now, just begin to lift your voice and sing. You are great. Oh, you are great. And everything written about you is great. Oh, yeah. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Everything that is written about our God is great. Everything that is documented about our God is great. Everything that is said about our God is great. He is a great God. He is a merciful God. He is a faithful mandarabasi keteribo shakata. You are great. You are great. Oh, you are great. For everything written about you is great. Oh, you are great. Yes, you are great. Oh, you are great. Oh, you are great. Yeah. You are great. For everything written about you is great. And as you walk into this weekend, I want you to know what a mighty God we serve. Yeah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. For everything within about you is great. Because of the God you serve, we can say, demons tremble at your presence. Yeah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. For everything written about you is great. Demons. Demons tremble at your presence. No principality, no wickedness, no forces of hell can ever bring you down. No forces of hell can ever, ever touch you without God's permission. You must know that you serve a protective God. You serve a supportive God. You serve a God that carries you in the palm of his hand. Oh, you are great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you are great. You are great. You are great. Everything within about you is great. Great is his faithfulness. For everything written about you is great. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Psalms 40 verse 10. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Yeah. We give you all the for we worship you, our Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Yeah. We give you Lord, for you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. For you are worthy.
You are so worthy, worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. And so our prayer this week is, Heavenly Father, you alone are worthy of all worship and praise, and we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart may be honoring and pleasing to you throughout this day, for you are a great and a faithful God. Thank you that in Christ Jesus we can come before your throne of grace wherever we are, and no matter what time it is, for in him we can offer our prayers and supplications to you, knowing that Christ laid down his life for us, for that in him we can lay our life before you in holiness and righteousness and all of our days. Lord, we want to be the person you would have us be. And we thank you that your faithfulness is new every morning. As we step out into this new day, we ask that we are enabled through Christ to live out the events of our day in a way that is acceptable to you. Thank you for the many faithful and true promises that you have given to us and to each of your children. Guide us into all truth today, and may we walk in the way of righteousness to your praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family, and thank you so much for joining us today. If you are new, please, 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 reach out to me. If you're listening for the first time, or if you have listened for the first time and you want to reach out to me, please, please, please just slide into my DMs. You can find me on Instagram at JCMay. I would love to connect with you and get to know you and just kind of keep an eye on you, just to make sure that you are okay. And if there's anything else I can help you with, please, please, please do ask. And so the biggest thing that is happening here, Heart of Worship family, is the call, which will be taking place on the 1st of February 2019. Now I believe we are I think we're 77 days or 75 days away from the call, so time is flying. And I just want to encourage you to go and get your tickets. I want to remind you that you've got 48 hours to get them at the price that it currently is at. As of the 19th, it goes up to £25. So if you are planning on being there, please try and get them at the price that they are right now. Don't say I didn't warn you. But with all that said, family, please pray for me and keep me in your prayers this weekend as I lead people into worship, as I go on my assignment to do what it is that God has sent me to do. I just want to continue to remain humble, and I want to continue to remain accountable. I want to thank you all also for your support over the last few weeks, and thank you for joining me on this journey. With all that said, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path, may sunshine light your day, may songbirds serenade you every step along the way, may a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Until Monday, stay blessed, have a great weekend.